Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, February 23rd. After the slightly firmer tone overnight, all the markets backed off a little bit, with only March soybeans able to finish higher than the overnight settlement. Let's take a look first at corn. March corn finished down a half cent at 366 and a quarter, and a pretty tight range, 2.5 cents there. Commitment of traders this afternoon shows the funds are now long, for the first time in quite a while, corn, about 18,000 contracts. So we will have to see how that plays out, and if they are going to look to build up a long position here heading into the spring. As mentioned this morning, the Ag Outlook Conference pegs corn acres this year at 90 million and a yield of 174 bushels per acre, which puts the carryout at 2.27 billion bushels. That's down 80 million from last year. Export sales this morning, 1.62 million metric tons. That's in the middle of the range of between 1 and 2 million. And the USDA also announced a sale of 115,000 tons of corn to Egypt. December corn finished the day flat at 397 and a quarter, a penny below the overnight settlement at 398 and a quarter. There appears to be some pretty stiff resistance there at the psychological $4 mark. Taking a look at wheat, we have March wheat finishing up a penny at 452 and a quarter, down 3 cents from the overnight settlement at 55 and a quarter. And Kansas City March finishing down 1¾ cents at 469. That's down almost 6 cents from the overnight settlement. Both Kansas City and Chicago wheat sold off in the first hour and then chopped around in a very tight range. Funds are now short 67,000 contracts in Chicago and long 13,000 contracts in Kansas City. So maybe adding a little bit again to that Chicago position. Export sales were at the higher end of the range, 382,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 275 and 425. The Ag Outlook Conference has wheat acres pegged at 46.5 million. The carryout reduced down to 931 million. That's 80 million below the 1.031 billion previous estimate by the USDA. In beans, we had March finish up 4¼ cents at 1036 and a quarter, 3/4 of a cent higher than the 1035 and a half from the overnight market. Made a new high of the move at 1039 and a half, but then backed off. So we've spent the last few days trading in a pretty tight area here near contract highs. In the November, we finished up just a quarter cent at 1028. Export sales this morning were very weak. Actually was a reduction of 109,000 in 17-18 and a sales of 222,000 in 18-19 for a net of 113,000 total. That was versus estimates of between none and 1.25 million. USDA announced a sale of 106,000 tons of beans to unknown. Ag Outlook Forum projecting 90 million acres in beans, a yield of 48.5, putting the carryout at 460 million. That's down 70 million from the recent 530. AgriConsult raised their estimate of the Brazilian bean production about 3.2 million metric tons up to 117.5 million metric tons. So this has to be balanced against the reductions coming up out of Argentina due to the severe drought conditions down there. USDA remains at 112 million metric tons for South America. Now, this expansion in production there is mainly on more acres in Brazil. We've got steady to slightly lower yields expected there. Weather, we're still looking at 10 to 15% coverage in Argentina for the 1 to 5 day, and then a possibility of some rain coming into the 6 to 10 day. Temperatures still hovering in the high 80s and maybe mid 90s. Any change in the forecast will be closely watched, and the market probably will react pretty quickly to any of those changes. Funds have now built up a long position in the soybeans of 99,000 contracts. So again, we'll see if they want to continue to add to that position as the drought continues down in South America. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.